Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome on the call. This morning's call is a beautiful call. And this morning's call is something that I can tell you that I share so much in common with my wife, with so many of you that are on the call. It is something that I believe makes a big difference in everybody's life. And it's something that we can choose right now. It's not something that requires ability. It truly is a choice. And I can say that for many people who feel that they perhaps have struggled early on in their life, that they perhaps have struggled at any time in their life, this is something that you can create a new context for. You can actually turn that struggle into success. You can actually change how you view it, the metaphor that you have for it, and understand that it can not only serve you, it can actually serve you and so many other people. You know, what we're going to talk about here can make the biggest difference, not just in one area in your life, but in all areas of your life. It is something that truly will serve you in raising children. It will serve you in your relationship. It will serve you in all areas of your life. Perhaps you want to improve your health and your energy. Perhaps you want to improve the relationships you have with your God, with your church, with your community. Perhaps it's something that you want to use with your children. Perhaps it's something that you can use in all areas of your life. It's something that I truly believe that most of us that are on this call really own. And I remember the first time that I became aware of it when I was doing English in school. And it's a Shakespearean line that says, "Much rain weareth the marble." And I remember thinking, what does that mean? And I remember the teacher asking people to raise up their hands, and many people had different ideas as to what it meant. But the idea is very, very simple, that persistence overcomes everything. Even the greatest pieces of marble can be worn down by even the lightest rain for a period of time. In other words, that anything that you want to accomplish can be accomplished with persistence. And you say to yourself, is that truly real? Is that something that can make the biggest difference? So often we're looking for reasons to quit because we live in a society that loves to promote that zero to hero person. We live in a society that likes to sell you the microwave story. We live in a society that likes to give us the cliff notes. We live in a society that likes to tell the whole story in one picture and one caption. We live in a society that loves to have the whole story just on the front page with one picture and one caption, but they don't want to tell us the detail about how people get there. So you say it's the beautiful people, it's the talented people, or whatever it is, the story that we run in our minds and say, that's great for them, but it will never happen for me. The reality is behind everybody's story. With inside of every recipe of success, there always is a big portion of persistence. It's something that all of us can have. You know, many people say, well, you know what, these people are geniuses. But you know what, one of the most prolific inventors of our time, who is probably his hand still reaches out from the past into the present, into the life that we live today, is Thomas Edison. He said, our greatest weakness lies in giving up. Listen to that. Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time. How beautiful is that? Because we can all try one more time. Defeat does not finish a man. Quitting does. A man is not finished when he's defeated. A man is finished when he quits. The great thing about the business and the life that we live is that we are always at choice, particularly when we're building a network marketing business. We can choose one more time. You know, the Green Bay Packers are a very famous team indeed. One of the parts that makes them so famous is Vince Lombardi. And he has got a lot of great sayings that you hear people share over and over and over again. And he always talks about it's not talent that really makes the biggest difference. It's not strength that often makes the biggest difference. He said it's not whether you get knocked down that's important. It's whether you get up again. Because the reality is we'll all get knocked down. the understanding is that we choose to get back up. Some people have a sense of certainty and they know they're going to get back up because they understand that in getting back up, they're going to go to a place where fewer people are. In fact, so many people that are successful, what they understand is if you go the extra mile, it's not crowded there. How many of us will choose today just to go that extra mile? How many of us would choose to just give that little bit extra today in everything that you do? You know, Winston Churchill was asked, one of the people who we live inside a world that is free and has been definitely shaped by this his leadership, the world is profoundly a different place. Winston Churchill was asked, you ask what our aim are. You ask what our aim is. You ask what our aim is. I can answer that in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long, how hard the road is. For without victory, there is no survival. You may say to yourself, that is a little extreme. Is that really appropriate in my life? The reality is that is already part of your life. You're already resting and standing on the shoulders of others. You know, it's so easy to look back into the past and read stories of people who have done great things. And we like to look back at them and say their greatness came from something. Oh, the talents that they had, their ability to speak, or the strength that they had, or the good looks that they had, or whatever it is that we choose to assign to them. But the reality is, if you are back and met some of those people, if you read their biographies or autobiographies, you'll hear so many of them say that they had purpose, they had passion, but above all, they had persistence. Because you look back in our past, even our recent past, you say, look at Jefferson and Washington. The fact is, we live in the United States that is a free country. We take it for granted. We stand on their shoulders. We live in part of it. We live in all of it. The question you want to ask yourself, if I were back in those times, would we be free if it were up to me? Would we be free if it were up to me? If the measure were a simple measure and the only measure was that measure was persistence, was I willing to get up that one more time when I was knocked down? Because I was willing to look outside of myself and say, above all, freedom is what I stand for. Above all, freedom is what I want for my family. Above all, freedom is what I want for my country. Above all, freedom is what I want to stand for. You know, we may not have people that are literally fighting against us, but are we willing to get up that one more time? Because we truly are the ones that are fighting for the freedom for ourselves and for our family. It's financial freedom. It's the freedom to live and to create that self-directed life, that to live up to the God-given talent that we already have inside us. In fact, freedom, in fact, persistence is probably the greatest characteristic that will help to unleash everything that God has already put inside us. We look at Martin Luther King, another great person who has shaped the society in which we live in. Would we be free if it were up to me? When we look at these people, what do we see? Of course, he was a great orator. Of course, he was a great visionary. But one of the things that he says above all, I will prevail. We will prevail. He talks about persistence and understanding the importance of it. You know, a man can only do what a man can only do. A man can only do what a man can only do. But if he does that each day, he can sleep at night. And he can do it again the next day. A woman can only do what a woman can only do. But if she does that each day, she can sleep at night and she can do it again the next day. There is peace in persistence. There is peace in persistence. You can literally surrender to your purpose. There is a peace. There is a strength in persistence. Because the peace that exists in persistence is that you know that you get to sleep on a pillow of satisfaction rather than those lumpy pillows of excuses and regrets. They are the choices that we make. So often we want to look outside of ourselves to all these other things, but the reality is, are we willing to persist with this because we believe that we deserve it and so does everybody else? You know, that which we persist in doing becomes easier. Not that the nature of the task has changed, but our ability to do it has increased. That which we persist in doing becomes easier. Not that the nature of the task has changed, but our ability to do it has increased. You know, when you look at that, you can say, you know what, in my recent times, in my adults, I learned to drive a car. We, many of us, have learned to drive in a gear shift car. When you first start, it's a little clunky. You may think to yourself, you'll never give it. In fact, it takes all of your focus. You got both hands on the steering wheel. You are just looking forward. You know, the concept of looking forward, checking the rear view mirror, making a gear shift, moving your feet, checking your side view mirrors, all of these different things, they just seem, how does anybody do it? But we persist with it. Why do we persist with it? Because what we want to do is drive. We see some freedom in it. In fact, we see it as a rite of passage, coming from dependent to becoming ultimately independent. There's no question that we want to do it. Why not take that persistence, power, and passion into something that we do today? We can truly become that. Because remember, when we drive today, as many of you will do, you realize that you're driving almost subconsciously. In other words, that in which we persist in doing becomes easier. Not that the nature of the task has changed, but our ability to do it has increased. In fact, many of you will perhaps, you know, drink a bottle of water. Some of you, you know, can look around and be on your cell phone. Some of you will do so many different things, some of those legal, some of those illegal. That's not what I'm commenting on, but the reality is you can look back and check your children. You can look forward. You can do your side view mirror. You can do the rear view mirror. You can change the radio station. There's so many things that you do. I'm not saying it's safe to do them. But understand that you feel so competent, you have the ability to do more, not that the nature of the task became easier, you just became better, your ability has increased. Are we willing to let our abilities increase through persistence? You know, when you read in the newspaper, whether it's ESPN, you hear it on the radio, you see it on the TV, they won because they refused to become discouraged by their defeats. They won because they refused to become discouraged by their defeats. If your day was something that people were following around, if the media were following you around and they were going to take a photograph and give a caption of your day, would they write that under your day? You won because you refused to become discouraged by your defeats. You know, if people feel they have control over their destiny, they will persist at any task. All we do is book a Bozzy tasting, do a Bozzy tasting, and follow up from a Bozzy tasting. We all can do it if we persist with this. Because we feel that we want to have control over our destiny. You know, as Proverbs said, from small beginnings comes great things. It's so often the start that stops us. Why not start today? Why not start that process? Either book a Bozzy tasting, do a Bozzy tasting, or follow up from a Bozzy tasting. You know, persistence prevails when all else fails. We understand it's very simple. You will never win if you give up. You know, perhaps we've all heard of the path of least resistance. I think it's pretty famous, the path of least resistance. What about this? Failure is the line of least persistence. Failure is the line of least persistence. Calvin Coolidge, in my mind, put it best. He said, press on, press on. Nothing can take the place of persistence. Nothing can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than an unsuccessful man or woman with talent. Genius will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. It is true that we can win if we choose to persist. You cannot beat the person who never gives up. Be the person who truly says, I'm going to stand for what it is that I want to have happen. I truly understand that quitting is not an option. I understand that my future is in my hands. I'm going to lead by example because I understand the ripple that I'm going to put out into the rest of my life, that I'm going to share with my children and those people that are around me, that persistence is what we do in order to win. And we understand that through persistence there is peace. In persistence, we understand that we can take it off with a type of serenity that leaves struggle and effort behind because we know that we know we're going to do everything we can because we know that all we can do is all we can do. And today is the day we're going to do all we can do. Tonight we're going to sleep on a pillows of that understand that we made it all happen. We left it all behind us, and we are going to do it all again the next day. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? because you deserve us. You know that you're going to leave all of you in us, and you're going to lead by example because you want to help other people achieve the life that they want to achieve. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. We love every single one of you. God bless you all, and have a day. Cheers, everybody. Have a brilliant day.
Amen.
You know, it always amazes me how these mornings start, but you guys have received emails from me and know that I sign my emails, never give up, and persistence and tenacity is truly what's allowed me to overcome a lot of struggles in life, a lot of business struggles, to end up living a life that we have dreamed of, living at the beach, having my wife work from the house, become a best-selling romance writer, and be able to help people in this industry the way I do. And this was just timely for me. Man, I just love that call.
Phenomenal call. Is Jimmy with us, Troy, or is it just you and I?
No, he's with us, too.
Oh, hey, guys. I just want to say that Garrett lives by his message today, folks. 125 or 150%, and a perfect example in being persistent in getting me to engage in the business. I mean, over 33 phone calls it took Garrett over the course of a month or two to get me to engage here, and I'm so glad that I'm here. I'm sure that he is well with the phenomenal team of people we have assembled. So he lives by his message big time.
And one of the things that people have to understand is he talks about persistence being more important than talent, and this is kind of ironic because on this trip that I'm on right now, I thought of the book "Talent Is Never is that the title? Yeah, "Talent Is Never Enough" with me, and I've been reading it while we've been on this trip. And what he talks about in these, Winston Churchill is a classic example. A lot of people will ask themselves, what can Winston Churchill's speech about victory being our only option possibly have to do with our regular day-to-day life? Folks, I'm going to tell you what that speech has to do with our regular day-to-day life. That was an inspirational speech given to a country in desperate times. Today, we live in what some people are choosing to call a recession. We live in a time when some people are choosing to participate in a recession with the choices that they make, the mental decisions that they make, and what they're willing to settle for, both in income, job opportunities, what they do on a daily basis. And that speech by Winston Churchill, wow, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this. That speech from Winston Churchill is so inspiring when you think about the content of it that it's mind-boggling. Because the truth of the matter is we all have a God-given inalienable right of choice. That's the most powerful thing that we possess. We have the choice as to whether or not we want to participate in this recession or if we want to go out and share an opportunity with others as to how, with a few hours a day, working a little bit for themselves on a polite, persistent basis, that we can overcome virtually any obstacle that your mind can conceive through the opportunity of network marketing, and we can build a business that will give us the opportunity to own our lives, our freedom, our time, and create our own destiny. Most importantly, it gives us the opportunity to pick and choose the other people as we go on this journey called success as to who we get to help and spend our time with while we do this. The power of choice is an amazing thing. We all have the opportunity to pick and choose whether or not we want to be a part of this recession or whether we want to be a part of being recession busters. Sorry, guys, I had to get that in there. I was pumped from what he was saying, and that was a little rant that I had to get off my chest.
Man, I'm telling you, I think I've been to church this morning, man. You both are fired up and rolling. And I think that's the good thing. We got a little bit of background noise. I don't know which one of you is coming off. It sounds like road noise. But, you hit it, Jim, just dead on. Because it is the choice that we have. We get to decide, do we want to be part of the recession or not? And I'll tell you what I'm seeing, and this is, maybe it's just me, but I'm watching people, I would say, have a right, and I'm going to use that word here to make this a strong statement. There are people that have the right to enter into this recession that have lost their jobs. They have been laid off. They've been terminated. Their companies have been totally gone bankrupt and are no longer in the business, and yet they have refused that right. And I'm watching them. I'm on the websites. I'm watching them on the news. And these are people that lost powerful jobs, six-figure jobs. These are people that are blue-collar workers that were making maybe $25, $30 an hour working at an auto plant. And instead of saying, man, I'm just going to take my right, and I'm going to whine and gripe and complain and say, oh, my gosh, they've gone out and started their own careers. Some of them are in network marketing, some of them aren't, but they've all refused the right to enter into this recession. And we have that. That's what you're talking about. And something else that you said that I think is so powerful is that we get to choose who comes along. But one of the things that we need to realize is not everybody we choose is going to want to come along. They're going to want to stay where they're at. They're not going to want the opportunity. They're going to tell us no. They're going to let the fear and the recession keep them where they're at. And we've just got to let that go. We've got to be willing to say, okay, we're going to choose who we take, but we're only going to take those who choose to go with us. And I think that is so powerful for people so that they don't take it personal when somebody says, no, I don't want to go along with you. Now you got me all pumped up.
You know, the other side of that, I was having a conversation with a couple of people out here in California over the course of the last few days, and one of the things that I told them was, anyone can be successful if they choose to, but the greatest thing that this industry offers us is the ability to share that success with others. And I don't think there's a greater reward on the face of the planet. It's not stuff, it's not money, it's not time. It's the ability to be able to share success with the people you love and care about the most. Now, there's a book here there's a quote here in this book that I've been reading that I want to read. And it says, the glory of friendship is not in the outreached hand, nor in the kindly smile, nor the joy of companionship. It's in the spiritual inspiration that comes to one when he discovers that someone else believes in him and is willing to trust him. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And that trust can be so inspiring. One of the things that I see amongst our team all the time is that the successful leaders on our team see things in other people, talents, abilities, and have beliefs in these people, oftentimes long before the people see it, recognize it, and display it in themselves. Because that trust in knowing that someone has something inside of themselves that they may not see or even recognize themselves. Only a leader who's been down the path before you has the ability to see deep inside of a person and recognize that which they've already experienced themselves. That's a powerful, powerful, insightful tool, but the real thing that you have to understand, coming back to the power of choice. Troy, you mentioned that not all people will want to follow you. That's where the power of polite persistence comes in. Because if you truly recognize someone's abilities and you want them to be a part of your team, Matt mentioned that it took Garrett 30 plus phone calls to get him to take a look at what we're doing and to become a part of this phenomenally dynamic team. Garrett could have very easily given up. Matt probably wouldn't be here today. He probably wouldn't be on this call with us right now. But that polite persistence, that undying spirit, that unyielding desire to reach out and pull something out of someone else that you know is there only comes by making a choice not to allow obstacles to slow you down. Obstacles make us stronger or they defeat us. That's our choice, folks.
You know, with you saying that, I feel like I was an easy mark, man, because you just had to talk to me for a couple, 3 hours, and I was all excited and I was in. I should have held off 32 more trips, man. You could have bought me lunch or something.
I thought I did buy you lunch.
And point persistence leads to timing, obviously. Timing in everybody's lives. When somebody says no, and you know, if you think that they've got potential and you want them to join you on their team and organization, that polite persistence, that timing in everybody's life, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Nobody knows what's going to happen next week. And so that polite persistence, touching on that person again in a week's time, 2 weeks' time, you know, not being too much like a badger, but the polite persistence in touching on that person and seeing where they are can change everything in possibly having that person engage in your business over time.
You know, and something else you said, Jim, was trust. And yesterday I was on a phone call, couldn't get off the call. Matt had called and said, hey, I've set up a phone call with one of your team members and an executive from the company. And I said, you know, I just can't get back to him. He had called one of our other team members, and they couldn't get back to him. And when I finally got a hold of Matt, you know, I told him, man, I trust you, man. Just go with it. Do whatever you guys got to do. And you know, last night, the person that he was talking to and did a three-way call for us, we had a nice conversation with, and she sent an email late last night and said, tomorrow I want to sign up and get going. And it just shows that when you build trust, when you know that you've got team members and a support team that is there for you, you don't have to worry about them saying the wrong thing or worrying about a ball falling through a hole and getting lost or anything like that, man. You literally get a team. It more becomes a family even than just a team. All of a sudden you know that you're at the right place at the right time. And even if you're going through, and I don't care what team somebody's on, I don't care what their situation is, if you will just learn to reach out. When you reach out to others and you connect, all of a sudden you realize you're not by yourself. And maybe you did lose your job, and maybe you're looking for something, and you're listening to this call today. Listen, find a team like ours. If our team is not for you, hey, that's cool. But find a team that has the same values, the same principles, the same love that we have for each other, because that's what's going to get you through the tough times. And I think I said yesterday, I got a sign on my wall that says, tough times don't last, tough people do, or tough teams do. And I truly, truly believe that with all my heart, and I'm seeing it right here with our team, I'll tell you that.
And it's amazing that you know, that individual that I orchestrated the phone call with, the executive management team, and what's going on with the regional event that's coming up in Arizona, and the timing is it ended up being perfect. And after that individual got off the phone with our product developer, Mr. Sanjeev Javia, and I kept hearing words out of her mouth were, this is magical. I can't believe how this is all coming together. The timing is perfect. I was going to wait until I moved from my winter home to my summer home, but that's, you know, I can't wait. I'm going to have to get started. I'm too excited. And I'm excited to go to the regional and meet Garrett McGrath and Sanjeev and Doug Ridley, the president. And timing was perfect, and it's just magic in how everything's coming together.
It is. Timing is the key. And, Jimmy, that's kind of what you know, it's not just talent, but it's timing. It's everything. If you're keeping yourself observant, you'll see this stuff.
Guys, we only got a couple of minutes left, so let's focus on driving a message home today that – people can really attach to and go out there and just, you know, fire up the day, seize the day, so to speak, and create their own destiny.
You know, I think seize the day is the key. Timing is the key. If you're sitting there today listening to us and you're at a pivotal point in your life where you say, okay, I'm just going to take my right to join into the recession, or I'm going to put my rights aside and I'm going to have the privilege of going out there and changing my life, today is where you've got to take that first step. It's your tipping point in order to change your life, like Jim has changed his, I've changed mine, and Matt's changed his, not just our personal lives, but for our family, and that's the key. Matt, I'm going to let you close it out.
I think he might have muted his phone. All right, I'm going to close it out real quick. Folks, while your circumstances may be beyond your control, your character is never beyond your control. You are the person you choose to be. And the reflection staring back at you in the mirror is the only person accountable for your success in life. We hope you have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day. We wish you all the success in the world. Have a great day, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with more Radio for Your Mind.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.